You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.
All right, all you entrepreneurs out there, you startup stories, all you people on a Sunday, welcome to The Startup with Monique Leray. I'm Monique Leray, coming to you live from beautiful Ontario, Canada. I am here on business slash family slash a little holiday, although we still keep it going. And I'm so excited to bring out our guest today for our startup highlight, Dr. Keith Cantor. Congratulations for being on The Startup and on your 50th anniversary. Welcome to The Startup. How are you?
Great. Thank you so much for having me.
It's my pleasure. And thank you for your time. I would love for us to go full screen and you can introduce yourself and your brand and tell people who you are.
Hi, my name is Dr. Keith Cantor. Most people call me Dr. Keith. And my company that I work with is Regen Therapeutics. And we do all natural, multi-layered hair restoration. And our main method is through stem cells. It's non-invasive. It works. And our results have been excellent. We've been in the same spot in Sandy Springs, Georgia, which is basically Atlanta, for 11 years. And we're part of a larger company called Bionetics Health, which also has offices in, Colorado, Houston, Texas, and Las Vegas, Nevada.
Excellent. Excellent. I love that. Right to the point. And Dr. Keith.
Now I can't hear you.
Oh, you can't hear me. Okay. Well, let's unmute and try it again. Okay. Dr. Keith, can you hear me now? Okay.
I can't hear you.
You can't hear me. Okay. I want to keep going a little and maybe it'll come through. Thank you for that intro and your work hair and stem cells and hair replacement. Dr. Keith will be right back, but I want to continue this conversation about it. Dr. Keith is back. Dr. Keith, right when we met today, you looked at my hair and you said, be careful with those braids. So let's start with the ladies and get to the gents. When you see this hairstyle and the pooling of the, talk to me about what went through your mind.
Well, it doesn't matter if it's lady or men, but when people use braids or even a ponytail pulled real tight or dreads or anything like that, it's called, one of the things that happen is called traction alopecia. And what it's basically doing is it's starving the hair follicles. It basically stops the blood if you have it tight and for a long time. Now, it's usually temporary, but a lot of people who use braids nowadays don't do it temporary. They do it for long periods of time, and it weakens the hair follicles and could eventually kill them.
Oh, no.
So that's why I said that to you. Although I still think you'd look pretty bald, but you probably don't want to be.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, Sam, I copy you. Thank you for that advice too, you know, cause, I keep them pretty loose cause in the back of my mind, I always remember to oil my scalp, but you're talking about stem cells and rejuvenation. So talk to us about this. How can this help folks that don't have braids, that do have braids, that don't have dreads, that do have dreads, short hair, rejuvenating their scalp to regrow? Tell us exactly how this works.
Well, first, most, hair loss is caused by testosterone. And testosterone binds with an enzyme, which everybody has, called reductase. And it forms something called DHT, which is dihydrotestosterone. That binds to the hair and shrinks it. And everybody is susceptible to it, but some people, based on heredity, are more susceptible to it. Also, men have more testosterone in general than women. Therefore, more men have thinning hair and getting bald. That's why even when women have it, it's called male pattern baldness. So one of the things you have to do, even before the stem cells, is slow down the hair loss from the DHT. Because stem cells will regrow it, but if you're still losing hair more than you're gaining it, the average person has 100,000 hair follicles when they're born. And each hair follicle give out five hairs. Men, women, doesn't matter. Black,
Doesn't matter.
white, d
Right.
doesn't matter.
All
Okay.
human.
When the DHT binds to a hair follicle, instead of giving out five hairs, it'll start giving out four and then three. And they call that miniaturization. They had to get a fancy name, it makes it more expensive. So we want to stop that. So they have different DHT blockers. I only use non-prescription DHT blockers.
Why is
And I,
that?
because I'm scared of side effects.
Tell
So
me
like,
what they would be. Yeah, you're going to tell me.
well, the most famous or well-known DHT blocker is called finasteride, and another one is durasteride. And they affect that enzyme that I talked about, reductase.
Yeah.
So the testosterone doesn't turn into DHT, but they have a side effect, and which mostly affects men, but it's a side effect that we don't want to have. This is the side effect, could you see?
We got it.
I don't know. I didn't know how to say it on your
No,
show.
and you did it so beautifully, southernly classic. Listen, classy is AF, but you know what's
I'm
funny?
from the Bronx, just so you
I
know,
know, I
even though
can
I live in
hear
the
it. I
South.
can hear
Okay.
it. I got it. I love it. And yeah, good spaghetti over there, by the way. You know what? I like that. And it's kind of counterproductive when you're trying to grow your crop, if you will. You want to be attractive to the person you want to be attracted to. And you know, why is it important for folks to have their hair? That's a dumb question, but no, it's not.
No, it's
Why
not a
have you
dumb
found?
question. And it
Yeah.
comes up a lot for people that go through chemotherapy. You
There you
know, they
go.
get the chemo,
Yeah.
and it fixes it. It stops the cancer in some cases, which is great.
Say that
But
again for us, doctor.
they get the chemotherapy. It stops the cancer in a lot of cases, but they lose their hair. The
Wow.
reason they lose their hair, using chemo as an example, is because chemo is designed to home in on the fastest growing cells, which are cancer cells. But hair are the second fastest growing cells in your body. So
Really?
that's why chemo goes there. And until that comes back, they don't feel like they're totally cured, even if the cancer's gone. And
Wow.
sometimes it comes back, but it comes back weaker, or the hair follicles were really weakened. And in cases like that, stem cells is vitally important because
Yeah.
stem cells will rejuvenate the hair. They'll actually build capillaries underneath the hair so it could feed better. It'll strengthen the hair follicles and it'll start then giving out five hairs again or four hairs again if they're already down to three or two or one. So it works for any thinning hair. It's non-invasive. They get shots in the head, but the needle is way smaller than, it's actually thinner than a needle that you use for diabetes.
Yeah, or Botox if you're vain.
Yes. And so we don't even deaden the head. We just give them like a ball to play with to keep their mind off of it. Session
Yeah.
takes 20 minutes. We usually do three sessions between 30 and 60 days apart, and our results have been excellent. And the stem cells that I use are by far the best. Our stem cells are called amniotic mesochile, which means they come from the umbilical cord. And you can't get much fresher than that. The women
Wow.
have to sign for it, they have to volunteer to give it to the hospital.
Wow.
Then it's certified and purified. And we take the red blood cells out before we get it. So we don't have to match blood, and any diseases that a human has is carried through the blood. So we eliminate that so there's no rejection. And the results are excellent. The worst thing that happens so far, and our clinic's been around 11 years, and our lessor, I think, yeah, lessor, well, Lisi, is out of Arizona, and he's been around 23 years. And the worst that has to happen is we have to do more treatments than we thought.
Okay.
And we do that as part of the, we call it the therapeutics, Regen Therapeutics promise.
I want to say thank you for this deep dive, right? Because I love the Bronx accent that delivers it, you know, giving it to a straight shooter. But I also really like that you've had 11 years plus success in this thing. And I really like that you've highlighted who would get it. But where did this start? Because we're the startup, right? We want to know where Dr. Keith started, how you were passionate about this. You've been happily married for over 25 years. Congratulations. No, how many? 30? 25?
50.
Oh, my God. 50. You look so young. I know you said 50 off screen, but I didn't really want to. Happy 50th. My God. Okay, so I digress. Why did you do this? What was the call for start, like for entrepreneurs, right? When you felt that call for something, what was that defining moment that you said, this is my passion, right? Because this is pretty intricate.
Well, actually, when I started, my PhD is in nutritional science.
Okay.
So the first thing I did after I got my PhD and was doing a lot of research is I came up with a program to help people that were addicted to drugs using food. It's called NAME program. It's run now by the VA, but it was called Nutritional Addiction Mitigation, Eating and Drinking. And then since I'm such a youngster, I retired for a while. And my wife nicely told me if I wanted to make it to 51 years, I have to get out of the house and go back to work.
Ah, I love your wife already.
Yeah, well, she's Italian from Brooklyn.
Oh my God, I'm coming over for the sauce on Sunday.
Yep.
I'll bring gumbo though.
You know, it's funny, you said you were Creole when we were off air.
Yeah.
You guys have a New York accent a little bit.
I know. I'm from California, but when you go to New York, it rubs off, you know, what are you going to do?
So off the air, I'll tell you a funny story about that.
Okay.
I said to somebody, what's it called when you're from Louisiana?
Creole and, or Cunats, depending on occasion, depending on
Asian,
how people
want to see it.
Yeah, how people,
and
Cunats
I
might be a little antiquated. Sorry, yeah. Everybody. Yeah.
Well, that's okay. I'm old. I'm supposed to be antiquated. When I was, but when I was in the Marine Corps, a guy who was Cajun was talking to us on the rifle range, and I looked up. I was a second lieutenant, and I said, are you from New York? And I thought he was going to shoot me.
Oh, no. We're on the same team. I do not need
no,
to shoot
no,
you.
No, no, no. Creole, I mean, Cajun and New York City were not the same team there.
No, I meant
I was lucky
on the base.
There were 250 witnesses.
We, you know what? There's a lot of passion that goes into your food and your culture and our culture, and we're all the same. And it's fun to break bread and hear those stories. And I really love that you've been able to do this. So talk to me. Who's your core demographic? Who are you targeting this year in Q2 and Q3? Excuse me, we're in Q2. In Q3 and Q4, who are you targeting for your products and your services? And who do you think is your market, your target market, that don't know that they are your target market?
Well, about 30-35% of our market is female.
Okay.
And they're becoming more and more aware of it.
Yeah.
And the only advertising we do is on social media.
Okay, great.
But I also do a lot of writings, so the people hear about it. And I'm happy to say if they go on our website, I don't have one negative review in 11 years.
That's no, wave that flag. Are you kidding? Yeah. I tell Priceline, I haven't canceled so many things. I give me my discount. I was going to shout out to Priceline.
Well, no, the reason is, though, we actually have a guarantee. It's called the Regen Therapeutics Promise. And I see every single patient myself first. And I'll go explain everything to them in detail. And then I'll go over their head with a microscope. And I'll say, I could grow hair here. I could do this. I could do this. And then I say, this is what I'll guarantee. If you want hair here, it's really hard for me to do it. There's nothing for me to work with. But if you want it where it's thin here or almost bald here, but you still have hair follicles, I guarantee you that I'll fix that. And
Wow.
as long as I explain it and I'm real blunt and I'm the only one who does it, there's no misunderstandings and
Yeah.
I don't have any complaints about it, except for maybe they don't like my very civil sense of humor being from
Oh my
the
God. We all love it here at the startup. And you know what, Dr. Keith? We
Bronx.
can't wait to have you come back.
Oh,
Maybe
I'd
we can
love
have
to.
let's have you come back and do an episode for couples, and we know what time of year that can be. There's a couple times a year that can be. Tell us where we can book you when you are available. Where can we get a consultation? Where can people find you?
Well, we're out of Atlanta. It's called RegenTherapeuticsAtlanta.com.
Excellent. Ladies, he just told you you're the demographic that perhaps could use these services. Stem cells, 11 years strong, not one review. I don't know many platforms that or brands that have that 5-star rating, but Dr. Keith Cantor does from the Bronx, so you know he's going to keep it real. And his wife has stuck with him for 25 years, ladies and gentlemen. So perhaps
50. You're going to get me in trouble.
50, why am I saying 25? 50 years, guys. 25
No,
times
that's not your fault. I look so young that you
you're
can't
right,
help
darling. Someone I
it.
had dinner with said 25. So my apologies. Dr. Keith Cantor is a new friend of our show. Doctor, please come back. I'd really love to see how you work your magic on the LA folks and all our sunshine. So we have to talk.
And I could give them the names of clinics that are closer to them if they get in touch with us.
There you go. Having an affiliate network works. 50 years of success in his love life and 11 to 20 years success in his business, and also an ex-Marine, or always a Semper Fi, so always a Marine. Dr. Keith Cantor. Say the name to the brand one more time, doctor.
Dr. Keith Cantor.
There it is. Will you be back soon?
Whenever you ask.
You got it. We're going to pinpoint the time we should have you back. Thank you, sir, for your time. Tell your wife hello and congratulations on 50 years.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, dear. What will you start up today? Check Dr. Keith Cantor out, and we'll see you next week. Ciao.
Thanks.
You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.